Today, we'll Be'ezus Hashem learn Daf Yud Beis of Masechta Mayit Katan. Some of the topics we will learn about today include: the Gemara discusses many halachas regarding work on Chol HaMoed, including Mekablei Kibbolis. To contract non-Jewish workers to build or work a field out of the Tchum under an arrangement of Kablonos. Let's explain. A Kablon is a contractor paid to do a job over a certain amount of time, as opposed to a Schir Yoim, a hired worker paid per hour, per day or week, etc. A Schir Yoim is considered working for the person who hired him. Therefore, a non-Jewish Schir Yoim is not allowed to work for a Jewish boss on Shabbos. However, a Kablon is considered working for himself, since he can work whenever he wants to, as long as he gets the job done by the agreed time. Therefore, a non-Jewish Kablon is allowed to work for a Jewish boss on Shabbos, if there's enough time for him to complete the job without working on Shabbos. However, in a field which is known to belong to the Jew, this is allowed only chutz l'tchum, far from town, where Jewish people will not see him. However, it's forbidden toich ha'tchum, close to town, because people who see him will think that he's a schir yoim working for the Jew. Kibbolis b'moyed, la'asoysa l'achar ha'moyed, to hire workers on Chol HaMoed to perform malacha after Yom Tov. Kol shehu oisa oimer l'anochi v'oisa, one can only tell a non-Jew to perform work on Chol HaMoed that he could do himself. Marvi and Behema, mating animals. Medairin, to place animals into a field to fertilize it. Yenoi b'soy chabor, if someone had wine in the vat, whether he can fill and seal the barrels in the usual way. The Gemara discusses several principles regarding malacha on Chol HaMoed, including davar she'aved b'moed. It's permitted to do malacha to prevent a loss. Shinoi b'moed b'davar ha'aved, when preventing a loss, whether one must still perform the work in an unusual way. Ein lemei dezumizu, one cannot easily compare one case to another. Ma'arimin, whether it's permitted to deliberately prepare too much for Yom Tov, so there'll be leftovers.